The Public Affairs Director of Ghana Cocoa Board, Nwa Menga, says Cocoa Board is using the National Chocolate Day, which falls on Sunday, to draw the youth to go into cocoa production. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Menga said Cocoa Board is visiting Krodia, a farming community in the eastern region, to talk to the youth about the value of cocoa production.
This National Chocolate Day falls on Sunday, February 14th. The way Ghana Cocoa Board wants to join in this celebration is to use the opportunity to draw the youth into cocoa production, because we know that most of our cocoa farmers are aging, and we need to fix that generation gap, otherwise the industry would be stressed. So for the past 2 years, we've been trying to get the youth to cocoa production. So this National Chocolate Day, once our minds are back on chocolate, we have to improve on our farming practices and also encourage the youth to get there. So we are going to Krodia this week. Krodia is in the eastern region. It's close to Asumankese. We are going there to interact with the youth and encourage them and help them to also share experience. With past 4 years, we've had a national best young cocoa farmers. They would share their experiences with their colleagues so they can also go into cocoa production. We selected a place because the chief of that town, one Nana Enim, is very much interested in drawing youth into cocoa production. So he's offered 500 acres of land, which he wants to give to the youth who are interested in his area. So we're going there to help talk to the youth, to share experiences with them, get them to eat chocolate, get them to drink cocoa drinks, and be able to know what the cocoa is made of, so that they can also take a decision to go into cocoa production.
Mr. Manya, for some time now, I know you are not into chocolate production, you are into cocoa production, but the price of chocolate is so amazing, and even chocolate products. These are products that we are growing in our own country. Would the prices ever come down?
Yes, I'm sure that if we continue to improve on the market, that is the consumption of chocolate or cocoa products in our sub-region, we'll be able to take advantage of economies of scale and we'll be able to bring down the prices. Actually, the chocolate price is informed by the inclusion of sugar and milk, which forms about 60% of the chocolate product. And so definitely that we don't produce these things here. And so it's only cocoa that we produce here.
In Ghana, we produce chocolate with only 35% of cocoa, which even is the highest cocoa amount that you get in most chocolates around the world, except for dark chocolate. And the sugar and milk constitute close to 70%. And this is very expensive since we do not produce it here. So we would rather encourage that we try to use the natural powder, which is cheaper here, and we can use it in our various foods. And by doing that, even we would be cutting down on our sugar consumption, even though we get the natural, the nutritional and health benefits of cocoa. So long as we do not develop large space or consumption for cocoa products and chocolate, the price would actually be high. But we encourage that we all try to develop the market in the sub-region and be able to get these things at a more affordable price.